ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 2/16/2023. And we're living in the Teatro de Absurdo, you know, or the bizarro world, like for the old timers who remember the old Superman comics in the old days, where they had the bizarro world, where they had the blockheads. They were square headed and everybody, and the planet Bizarro was square headed. It was in a different time warp. Well, let me tell you something. I just read right before I came on from the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times, and it basically the here's what the headline was. Let's see here. Chinese spy balloon had maneuvering ability and similarities. Now listen out there to Google AI balloon project, says ex-DOD official. Remember years ago I've been telling you about the loony balloons, right? The AI, all these balloons. The Chinese spy balloon had maneuvering ability and had similarities to the Google Balloon Project Loon, which utilized AI analytics in its operations, according to retired Colonel John Mills, an author and former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense. That's a pretty high-level dude. That's very interesting is that in 2012, I was at Google, he says, and Google briefed me on Project Loon. Now, if you go and look at Raven Aerostar's website, the aerostar.com or aerostar, A-E-R-O-star.com, and you look at their history and stuff, you will find out that that is a DARPA off-the-shelf corporation. Originally started out from General Mills years ago during wartime, all right? But the Loon Project, Aerostar was involved with the Loon Project and then with Google, and then that, you see, that was being allegedly, as I told you years ago, financed by the Red Chinese, and they were also launching them in various places, and they were coming off of ships, submarines, down off the Baja, and all kind of places, you see. They don't have to be up high in an island, and and then blow with the prevailing winds into the Aleutians, and then down. No, here's the guy, one more time, retired Colonel John Mills, author and former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at Department of Defense. And he says they used their advanced AI on the Project Loon analytics to raise and lower the balloon, and they could maintain the position of a balloon by raising and lowering it, and they could also maneuver it. I told you back then, they had ion engines. They had every kind of an antenna on there that could pick up all kind of information from radio traffic, from burst traffic to our satellites, to cell phones, to every kind of thing under the sun. All kind of signal intelligence was possible. Plus, they had sensors and high-resolution cameras and everything powered by the solar and the batteries and all this stuff, all right? So then he said they used the advanced analytics to raise and lower the balloon, and they could maintain the position of a balloon by raising and lowering, or they could maneuver it. Mills said in an interview recorded on February 9th on China in Focus, a show on NTD television, the Epoch Times sister media. He said that throughout the spy balloon episode, the Department of Defense has very clearly said that the Chinese balloon had maneuvering capability. Of course it did. We told you that 3 years ago. This was a PRC surveillance balloon, People's Republic of China. The surveillance balloon purposely traversed. Well, I'm going to submit to you, allegedly, that in many cases, many of the loon balloons or the Google balloons also had secondary situations involved, allegedly with the Red Chinese. So I've told you that, and then I'm going to tell you what, the whole thing is getting to be a crazy lie, all these things. And then Mills said that when Google briefed him about the Loon Project a decade ago, see how long it's been going, he was struck by its similarities with the CIA balloon projects of the past. This looked a lot like the CIA project in the 50s and 60s. It was called by 10 different code names. They always change the name every couple weeks to throw you off so they can say to Congress, oh, there was no Skyhook involved. It was really Ashcan was the code name. And then the Google project manager had left NASA and was working for Google. You see, here we go. And yes, we actually, Freedom of Information requested the act, FOIA Act, the CIA, and they gave us all the plans, said Mills, Colonel, retired Colonel Mills, you see. Google's parent company, Alphabet, was using Project Loon to explore the possibility of using a fleet of balloons to beam high-speed internet into remote areas of the world, and was shut down after 9 years because Google couldn't find a sustainable business model and partners. No, they had partners, allegedly, in my opinion, allegedly, they had a partner in the Red Chinese, but some old big mouth may have got one of their balloons shot down and the secret got out a few years ago. So anyway, this is very interesting. So once again, the Chinese spy balloon had maneuvering capability, which is interesting. So did the Chinese ripoff Google, he says, or which was that borrowed from the CIA? Curious question. So there you go. There it is, Lord, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus had me and my sources, SIGINT sources, on this years ago, and we've been telling you about it on this program. So there's a full plus article, and then still today on TV, they don't know what this one looks like. They don't know what that looks like. Well, heck, Hal Turner had a picture of the cylinder. I think that was the one shot down in Alaska or in the Yukon. It's a cylinder, but it wasn't blown apart. That one, you see, they tipped it. That looked to me like a probe from a spacecraft, okay? Like a probe from a spacecraft, all right? Whose, I don't know. But there's a good, right there is an excellent article for you. Epoch Times, Epoch Times, the Epoch Times. And it's Chinese spy balloon had maneuvering ability and similarities to Google AI balloon project, ex-DOD official. That's right, just came out today here. So there you go. There you go. There it is right there. Something I've been telling you about for years, of course. Oh, that hawk is crazy. Yeah. Crazy like a hawk. Now, all of this stuff is all coincidence, right? Just all coincidence. Well, I guess we got another Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous materials just derailed and crashed outside of Detroit, okay? Outside of Detroit, Michigan. Caused a toxic leak, okay, apparently, or a little bit, but it's just a week after the East Palestine, Ohio. And I tell you, it's a story that's on the Daily Mail, .co.uk. The cause of crash, not immediately clear, and police are currently trying to clear the scene, but anyway, I'll tell you what, sometimes these new news stories things, you click on one wrong thing and it goes to the next 15 articles. Train with at least one car carrying hazardous materials. Looks like there's more than that with chemicals on board. Derailed outside Detroit on Thursday. Well, I think today's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, old Biden is healthy as a horse. He's doing his Irish boxer dance out to the helicopter, where he puts his fists up and he goes bup, 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 like he's dancing in the ring before the fight, you know, to show how game he is. Meanwhile, the people in Ohio and East Palestine, Ohio, you see, you got fish burning, you know, dying. You got cows dying. You got chickens dying. You got people with rashes, coughs, stomach flu, you know, flu, babies coughing and having all kind of problems, skin flaking off, eyes burning, and oh man, it's just wonderful in East Palestine. Just wonderful there, isn't it? What do you think? These are all coincidences, or maybe the new big fire? And let me just stop here in a second. If you've listened to me, a lot of people have, by the way, since 2004 or 5, you remember when they burnt the fertilizer plant in a small town in Texas? I told you about it back then, and then back then we were having derail after derail after derail. Some of them were oil trains, some were grain trains, coal trains, some were going into the rivers off of West Virginia out there. There was a river there in West Virginia they were going into, and they dumped oil into that river, all kind of stuff like that. Then in the meantime, you see, we got all these stories again now, all these stories again about bird flu and Marburg and Ebola, okay? Now, you know, the good old WHO, that guy said that we're going to have another pandemic. And, you know, in terms of that, that could be a Marburg. They're already working on vaccines for that. They're already working for vaccines on the bird flu. All right. So you see what I'm trying to say here is that don't be surprised if these killers, these people who want to seem to kill us all, and that's Lucifer's plan. Ordo ab chao, okay, out of the order comes the, out of the chaos comes the order. They're going to create the chaos. Then at the five levels of Luciferian chessboard, the next level down may be the Russians, the Red Chinese may want to create the chaos, all right? And now we got another fire in Florida in a plant. We had all these things. This one, I guess, was pretty huge, big fire, and involved plant material, which may be plants that would be stuff to grow stuff or to grow food or whatever as well. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting to be really wild weasel, if you know what I mean. All right. Getting really be wild weasel, if you know what I mean. But let me see something here. Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is one the other day, but we had the truck in Arizona, seemingly about at the Super Bowl time period there, just about, spilled nitric accent and triggered shelter-in-place order. Now, that is just right after, you know, the East Palestine, Palestine, Ohio case. And now we got Detroit. We had the one down in in Texas, the train outside of Houston that derailed. We got all kind of this stuff. Yeah, emergency shelter in place reinstated Wednesday for nearby residents in Tucson after a truck carrying nitric acid overturned February 14th. Killing the driver, okay? Now, the drivers are ending up dead, and all the perpetrators are doing themselves. That is one of the two ways of getting rid of your protagonist if you're in the MK Ultra creating world of creating these MK Ultra subjects to go out and do stuff. I will point out again that we also had a mass shooting in Michigan State University, all right? And we also had a shooting in a mall very near to the Walmart, I believe, in Texas, where a year or two ago we had all the people that were killed there. So you see, they're hitting on the same wavelengths. They're hitting on the same type of occurrences to create instability and panic and chaos in the United States. Now, where have we heard that before? I read to you from the chapter of Viktor Suvorov's book. Remember how I read this to you many times and all of that? It was the chapter 15 out of Viktor Suvorov's book, The Spetsnaz First World War, okay? And they talked about, what did they talk about? The overture. Or they always talked about the GRU did, the Russian military intelligence talked about the overture as a preparatory period, and unofficially as the overture. The overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which is before actual military operations begin to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and to divert the attention of the enemy, that means the U.S., armies and police forces, to a huge number of different targets, each of which may be the object of the next attack. The overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by the intermediaries. Okay? The GRU reckons that, and I'm reading from his chapter here, that in this period, its operations should be regarded as natural disasters, actions by forces beyond human control, accidents, mistakes committed by people, or terrorist acts by organizations not connected with Russia, you see. The terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all they may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, or a box of matches, or a glass ampule. And some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the Russians' enemies. See, you think something like that might be doing? And then remember how when Trump came in, we actually got rid of the Chinese consulate in Houston because they found out that they were running spies and saboteurs out of it. Let me say this to somebody, all them good people down in the crossroads in Tejas, the good people in the crossroads. You put extra people on the ammonia plants, the oil facilities, the pipelines, the railroads coming in and out of the crossroads, and you put extra people out, you put the warning out, because I'm going to tell you, I think they may be going to hit you. They're coming over from Houston in to hit you, all right? And they're going to do this crap all over the United States. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Well, it's either going to be the Red Chinese, the Russians, or the bankers that run them, the top slots in the United States military, intelligence community, and government, the executive branch, who may be beholden, to Red Chinese bankers, or be beholden to W.E.F. Klaus Schwab's and his henchmen, Yuval, you know, Harari, you know. How do you get a Nazi, grandson of a Nazi industrialist, and allegedly the son or grandson of an Israeli Mossad agent, allegedly, Michael Harari, who was the little confidant of Noriega, for a while, till he hightailed it over the Cordillera and got the heck out before the Santa Claus came down the chimney onto Noriega from the U.S., all right? But how do you get that? And then who's running who and who's going to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you. People still think about their sports team that they love and they work for and they went to school there or they played on the team and it's against the other sports team, the enemy sports team, and we're America and we're... And so many good people who were in the military, so many good people in the military really have all of the goodness and the strength of the American soldier, sailor, airman, spaceman, Coast Guard, you see, Marine. They had the good heart, and they fought the good fight, and they fought for all the right reasons, but their higher-ups, their top slaughters, were all piece of crap, worshipers for the Lightbringer, and also were beholden to the big money they got in Switzerland or in the Anstalt and Liechtenstein or in the Channel Islands or in down in Bermuda or the Bahamas, all the big bank accounts so they could retire out of the pentagram. So I'm telling you, this stuff is going to keep happening, and it's all coincidence, right? It's all coincidence. Although I saw Roseanne Barr on TV the other night. It's on Gutfeld, but it doesn't make any difference. I'm just watching a stupid show late at night. And they asked her, well, what do you think about it? She said, well, don't you understand, people, that the people at the top are trying to kill us all? Well, aren't they? Planet Earth, no more than 500 million Georgia Guidestones. Although they hired some guys to pop the Georgia Guidestones and destroy them or shoot them up or knock them down and do all that kind of stuff to make it look like that, you know, they were being taken out by the good guys, the white hats. But I'm going to tell you what, that Georgia Guidestone principle, the principle of depopulating planet Earth to no more than 500 million people as a blood sacrifice to Lucifer. I started telling you about this in 2004. I told you to sharpen your K-bars and to load your mags because these people, these Luciferian scum, are going to come and eat your liver and take your children or your family from you, take your possessions, your homes, and then take them to the camps. They're going to do what they want with them. We even had back then, somebody overheard on the radio, a Canadian general back then saying, these stupid Americans, don't they understand? Don't they understand that when we come and all the UN comes and all the people come, that we're going to tell them to get on the trucks out there. And if anybody asks any questions, it's going to be pop, pop, right in the head. Leave them dead and grab their children and wives or grab their husbands or whoever they're grabbing and all their goods and then put them on the trucks. And then they're going to have the goods in the household and they're going to assign that to an officer or a top kick, you know. People, this is not the United States we used to read about. If you're older, used to read about in school, and we did believe it, and it was that way to a great degree. But it's gone away from us. Because, you know, they always say, never talk about religion or politics, you know. They devil fed us that line, didn't they? So people stopped talking about them. And then our weekly reader said, oh, the future is going to be wonderful. It's going to be, you're going to ride around in a self-driving car, you know, on a freeway, and you're going to play cards on the way to work and all that kind of stuff, and it's all going to be hunky-dory. Bigger, faster, stronger, smarter, richer, forever and ever and ever. America, right? Well, statistically, and you could check this out to a certain degree, but in many instances it would be that way. Statistically, this country peaked in 1952. And we had, at the end of World War One, we were the only one. We had the atomic bomb, which is then swiftly given to the Russians. But we defeated the Nazis, we defeated the Japanese, the Italians, we defeated everybody, kicked everybody's butt on the planet, liberated Europe, liberated large parts of Asia, took our money and put it into the land lease, and gave our money all over the world to rebuild the infrastructures, to rebuild the factories and the roads and everything of all of Europe and parts of Asia, parts of India, parts of Africa, parts of the Middle East. And we did all of that, you see, and we had over 51% of the industrial output on the planet, and every country on the planet owed the United States money except for Finland, which paid its debt. So I don't know. This thing has been coming a long time, but now it is here. Now it is here. So we had this nitric acid accident. We have now this other train off of Detroit. We had the train down, was it Splendora, Texas, or something like that? I forget the name of it. Oh, it's just amazing. It's all coincidence, all coincidence, Hoxa. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But it ain't. Oh, here it is right here. SteveQuayle.com. There was a breaking story there that, let's see, he put it up, he posted it. Of course, they don't want me to be on the computer right now, it seems. Okay, let's see here. Well, they just took that out of the box. They took Steve. I was on Steve Quayle's site, and they just took me off of his site. Well, let me just go to the. Oh, you can't trust it. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when you start to get on this air like this, you start talking about these things, they can mess with your computer, do all kind of stuff. Oh, here's an article I was going to go to, ZeroHedge.com. International Monetary Fund says the world needs to prepare for the unthinkable after COVID. War in Ukraine, okay, a World War III needs to prepare for a World War III, you see. Kristalina Georgieva has warned that the world needs to be prepared to better handle shocks and the unthinkable in the post-COVID world in light of the ongoing Russia-Ukrainian war. And Georgieva made the comments at the World Government Summit hosted by CNBC's Hadley Gamble in Dubai on February 14th, Valentine's Day, where she also referenced the recent earthquakes in Turkey and Syria that have killed more than 36,000 people. She said, asked how difficult this year is going to be. Georgieva replied that the world economy is still in a very difficult and global growth is slowing down in 2023, but it may be a turning point pointing to inflation declining in some countries. What are they very concerned about is the unexpected. What COVID and the war has taught us, we live in a more shock-prone world. And what with the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria taught us is to think the unthinkable. Well, you see, I'm going to tell you. I told you last week, allegedly, that the Turkish quake was probably tectonic warfare and may have been from the United States or somebody doing it, because, you see, Turkey, which is a NATO country, you see, but Turkey, Turgama, is going to side more with Russia when the time comes. It's right out of the Bible, you see. And then Syria is where we've got the ongoing conflict. And then the Russians also have military base in Latakia and Syria and all of that. All right? Latakia or Latakia, depending on how you want to talk about it. So the IMF woman says, need to prepare for the unthinkable, you see. Well, we're talking about World War III, nuclear weapons, all kind of stuff. Another one of the pandemics. Is that going to be Marburg, or is it going to be a bird flu crossed with Marburg, or is it going to be what they created allegedly in Australia a number of years ago? They created a mixed match virus of a plague with what the heck was it called? Anyway, it had a 90% kill rate. It was like a bird flu crossed with the bubonic plague and the rat plague and this plague and the that plague, you know, something like that. So when Hawk says, and I had a very, very good friend, a wonderful father, he told me that he was coming out of his, you know, where they have the company, what do they call him now, a campus or whatever. He was coming out of a campus trying to go home, and there, all of a sudden a huge traffic jam, you know, all lanes leaving from the campus, which normally flow out, you know, with all kind of people fast and get onto the expressway or the interstate or whatever they're doing, the, you know, freeway. And then, but he said they were stopped there for a long, long, long period of time. And then he started thinking it turned out to be a car accident, a bad car accident. But they were stopped there for quite some period of time. And he said he started thinking about, oh my, how would I get to my kids if there was a one of these train accidents like East Palestine, or one of these a nuclear weapon, a hypersonic pops, or the EMP pops, and all of that stuff. And he said, I'm stuck here in traffic. How would I get to them? And then he said, I understand more now why you've been telling people to get NBC gear. Nuclear, biological, and chemical, or Seaburn, they want to call it now, but NBC is easier to say, okay? Nuclear, biological, and chemical, all right? The chemical aspect is just as important. When they light this stuff on fire over there in Ohio, and you're creating phosgene gas, and polyvinyl chloride just by itself is one of the worst substances. Go back and look up Times Beach in Missouri. They took an entire town just like this. They closed the entire town down. Still closed down. Times Beach. All of the world's armies and all the stuff have also been giving up most of their things to the Ukraine. Now, I had talked to some people earlier who've been in contact with, let's say some army people. There's a fort called Riley somewhere, you know. But anyway, they were talking to somebody out there, and some of these guys there had been over in Lithuania for a number of months, almost a year or something. And then on the way back, they started seeing all the stuff in transit and transport of all the, you know, the troops and all their equipment and all the things coming back to the United States. Everywhere in the U.S. military, except for, I'm going to say it, except for North Island in San Diego on the Super Bowl weekend, okay, where every ship was in port there for the Super Bowl weekend, ready to be Pearl Harbored by the hypersonic missile at any given time. But everybody else is preparing for World War III. Now, they ain't going to tell you that. If you call the Secretary of Defense, he's not going to tell you that. Call General Milley. He's on the phone with some half light in the loafers, Chinese general, you know, talking about what they're going to do to each other in the bunker, you know. But yes, there is a need if you can do it. Everybody can't do it. There's a lot of people in trouble, and I understand all of that. Outside of just staying afloat and buying medication and huge amount of insurance because I have to have it. I don't have a pot to, you know what, in. I can't go around the block other than I can go down the road a little bit, but it's not like something from the 60s or the, heck, even in the bad years in the 70s, all right? People still used to go on vacation then. The 80s was better. 90s was superb. Until 9-1-1, you know? And then now we're playing with Red China Joe. And in America, where food production plants, egg production plants, and chicken farms, and this one and that one and the other one are catching fire or blowing up, and trains are falling into the ditches and polluting rivers with polyvinyl chloride into the Ohio River. How many people you think drink from the Ohio River? And the EPA, oh, well, we've tested this and that and the other. And one guy was smart. I guess I heard it kind of on a newscast. The guy said, well, we're going to get you a big glass of this water, and we're having you drink it right down here in front of us. Well, they didn't like that too much. They'll probably SWAT team that guy later on tonight. They'll come and they'll clamp down on him for causing trouble in the meeting, you see. But if we're going to go to war, possibly it may be within a week or two. I mean, big time. Big boy war, big girl war, you know what I'm saying? Because Putin's getting ready on the 21st to talk to his nation, address the nation, Russia, on air, and it's going to be mandatory. Everybody watch it. They're going to turn it on at people's jobs and, you know, all kind of stuff like that. And you're going to have to watch it. It'll be the only thing that's going to be on the TV or what have you. So consequently, he's going to tell him something. We don't know what he's going to tell him. But at the same time, Red China Joe apparently is going to try to go to Poland in solidarity with Poland, you see. Oh, man, I'll tell you, they do not want me to get on the computer right now. I'm having all kind of trouble just clicking on sites that I've already been on, all right, and then I had teed up to read to you. Here's one here. Oh, well, that one can't go on either. You got bird flu, which is mutating. I think that's the Times, a Daily Mail story or London Sun and Telegraph or whatever, the London Telegraph story. It's just crazy. I can't get on anything on my computer right now. I had all these stories turned up to give you a little hint of it, but that's the way it is. Bird flu. If you take bird flu and you remember back in the day when there was a lot of talk about bird flu was going to combine with the hog flu and create a hemorrhagic flu. In other words, a bleed out of all the eyeballs and the ears and the nose and all that kind of a flu. And that it already supposedly was in Mexico and coming into the United States and all of those kind of things. Here's the story. DailyMail.com. Bird flu may mutate to kill more than 50% of humans who catch it as a result of an unprecedented outbreak that's now sweeping into mammals, experts fear. This is real stuff. So let's jump from the birds into the mammals, okay? World Health Organization for Animal Health, WOA, has warned mammals could act as mixing vessels for different influenza viruses, potentially unleashing a new variant that could be more harmful to humans. And then they go on and show you pictures of the UK's bird flu outbreak and all that. Remember, we had that in the United States. I believe it was in Illinois. We had a bird flu come into a flock, and they had to kill the backyard chickens and all that kind of stuff. All right. So apparently cases of the killer N5N1 strains, which are at record levels, have already jumped from birds to foxes, otters, and minks, okay? And then maybe they're going to go to the dog that bites the fox, or the dog that bites the bird, or, you know, then it's going to come over home and lick your kid on the nose, and you see what I'm saying? Over 300 confirmed cases of H5N1 have been detected among birds in England in the current outbreak. So this thing could then merge and mutate with the mammals into a hemorrhagic flu. In the hemorrhagic flu, you bleed out the eyeballs, the nose, the ears. It's similar to Ebola. Marburg is a similar thing to Ebola, because Marburg is a disease that is, I think, derived from Ebola, all right? Anyway, so bird flu may mutate, you see. There you go. Now, the race against time for a vaccine for Marburg virus. Another DailyMail.com story. Fears over a stealthy disease that masquerades as a cold for days, then suddenly causes what? Organ failure and bleeding from multiple. Well, now they don't want me on the computer again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never done something like this or stuck your neck out for a number of years and then get people that then grab onto your computer, spy people and goofball people and all kind of, you know, governments and spooks and dukes and the other kooks, you know. And then now they just took my whole screen off. It's just funny. It's just really ha-ha funny. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're going to keep messing with people that work for the Lord Jesus. You want to mess with people that work for the Lord Jesus? Oh, here's a wildlife biologist from the University of Georgia. His name is Stallnecht. Late fall 2022, David Stallnecht, Connect, K-N-E-C-H-T, heard that bodies were raining from the sky. Wildlife biologist at the University of Georgia was already fearing the worst for months. Wood ducks have been washing up on shorelines. Black vultures. Oh, there it went. Now it's gone. Okay, anyway. I'm going to quit trying to play with it. You know what I ought to do? Is I ought to just read what the Lord Jesus had to say to you, you know? Read what the Lord Jesus had to say to you. Let's go right over here. There it is right now. Yeah. And ye shall hear of wars. And rumors of wars, and that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Okay, I told you about, we had the little New Madrid fault quake. We had this quake. That
there's Radio Hawk back on. Had to go to the alternative method. They knocked me completely off the computer, off the Skype, off the whole nine yards. So I was reading Matthew 24 about all the things what Jesus had to say, and we were talking about all the earthquakes and the tectonic warfare, which is earthquake warfare, and all the different things. I guess they didn't like what I had to say. And then Jesus said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Brother Quayle put up the thing that he said years ago, that the United States would become the hissing I think on one of his private briefings or one of his SQ Steve Quayle QPOS 2.0, they had a whole deal about where he put it out about the ISIC is happening. You see. And I tell you what, if things are not shortened, you see, we're going to have a trouble here, aren't we? But pray that your flight be not in the winter verse 20 of Matthew 24, nor either, either on the Sabbath day, for then there'll be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, so it ever shall be. And because those days should be shortened, there was no flesh to be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be. Men's hearts will fail them, you see. Men's hearts will fail them for what is going to come upon the earth. And it's going to be totally crazy wild weasel, you see. Wild weasel. I don't know exactly what's going on in terms of my internet right now, but they knocked me completely off of Skype and off of all the stuff. All right. Knocked it completely off out of the box. All right. Completely out of the box. Yeah. Oh man. Anyway, I think we're going to see famines, wars, rumors of wars, nation rise against nation. All this is going to happen. All right. And that will be civil wars within, you know, nation will rise against nation or kingdom against kingdom. You'll have different nations of people rise within the same country, rise against each other. And that's going to happen. You'll see Ezekiel 38, 39 come to pass. You see the Gog, Magog war. And it's going to be something that is going to be quite interesting. Now, here was a interesting thing that the Burning Platform had up, and it was a quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, and he said, if all that Americans want is security, they can go to prison. They'll have enough to eat, a bed and a roof over their heads. But if an American wants to preserve his dignity and his equality as a human being, he must not bow his neck to any dictatorial government. The government wants us to bow down to its dictates. It wants us to buy into the fantasy that we're living the dream, when in fact we're trapped in an endless nightmare of servitude and oppression, you see. Yes, quite an interesting little idea, and a little quote by Eisenhower. All right. I've often read to you as well. I've read to you what Harry Truman had to say. And it might be a good time to do that again, you see. Once a government is committed, all right, once a government is committed to the path of silencing the voice of the people, you see, it has gone only one way to go, and that is down the road, increasingly repressive measures, until it becomes a source of terror to all of the citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear, you see. Well, I mean, long time before you get into that scenario, think about your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, all right, and how it protects the first, okay? How it protects the first, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the 10 basic, you know, Bill of Rights and the rest of the Constitution. And long before that happens, you better stand on the behalf of the Lord Jesus in the gap. Stand against evil. I'll tell you what, they do not want me to be on anything on this computer, and they're gooping with me big time. I keep trying on the background to try to key it back up, you see, but it doesn't want to go back up. So I'm just going to say this. If you can get any nuclear, biological, chemical gear, that means a good gas mask, military-grade gas mask. They're harder to find. I used to look at approvedgasmask.com, but you can also, I know, Myra Safety has masks. Do not get the surplus ones from the surplus store that are the old ones from 1949 or 59 or something like that. You need brand new, top of the line, as best you can, Scott or, you know, M95 gas mask. You need, like, something where you can put the tube for your Camelback backpack, or a tube that goes down to a canteen on your belt, all right, so you can drink out of them. The better ones also have the ability to where you can put lenses from, like, your glasses lenses into a little thing inside the goggles. They have a voice box where you can talk. Somebody can hear you talk out of it without, you know, you can hear you talk out of a voice box, all right? But if you can get them, and you can get a Tyvek F or better quality suit, but Tyvek F suit, that will do for nuclear, biological, and chemical, you see. If you can get the rubber chemical proof boots, or you can get booties of the Tyvek booties that go over your regular boots and hoodies and the whole bit. But you need that if you can get it. And if not, go online and look at Crescent Kearney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Crescent Kearney, How to Survive a Nuclear War. You can find it on, do a search engine. Don't use Google. Do a search engine outside of Google. Do that and look for that, and you'll find a PDF that's free to download. It'll be from some, it'll be on different websites, but go up and look at it and find the PDF. And if you can, get your ream of paper and print the doggone thing off. Put it into a glassine or a plastic bag that is, you know, that you can zip up, that's waterproof. All right? You keep it waterproof, that has the steps of how to survive a nuclear war. You can get Dare to Prepare from Holly Dale if you can get it quick. Have stuff done overnight. Anymore, if you want something, have it shipped overnight. No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hogue. All right? Excellent book, because it goes in, the best thing I've seen to go into talking about the protection factors and various types of shelters and all those kind of things. You're going to need probably some plastic sheeting, okay? You're going to need situations to where if you can get it, you can get a positive pressure system for a room that pumps positive pressure into the room to keep stuff from coming in, okay? Don't shut yourself up in a room and, you know, duct tape all the things with plastic and all of that and not leave any kind of ventilation to where you absorb all the oxygen in the room. Don't kill yourself that way either. Find out about what you need to find out about while you can. But right now, what does the Lord Jesus tell to do? There's going to be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, and that's going to be in the midst of wars and rumors of wars. Believe what Jesus had to tell you and take steps, as he also tells you eloquently in Matthew 25. The prophecy or the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and the lamp oil. So don't go into their Luciferian knife, got to fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your family. Protect them. We're going to possibly go to war here in a week or two. I don't know, but possibly. As a watchman, I need to warn you about that. Step up your preparations. Don't go broke, but try to do the best you can and pray to the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the enemies of the true Americans. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPool, you're the best by test, hand to hand or on the 338. Road and track and Little L. Listen to your daddy and what he has to say, because he's a smart one. Lord Jesus, protect all of you and provide you with superabundance and all you need to survive. Stand in the gap against the evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.